Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me one second. Okay. I guess you can still hear me. I'd like to take us this morning to Ephesians for our lesson. I know this is kind of the same area that Bob talked about last week, but when he turned there, I was just so engrossed in Paul's word, I couldn't put it down, and that's where I got my inspiration for this lesson. So we're going to start in Ephesians 2, and we're going to go with verses 8 to 10 to begin. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Why were you created? This is a question that I bet that almost everyone here has asked themselves at some point in their lives. Well, Paul tells us right here, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created to walk in the good works of God. I want to be clear that I'm not saying that good works gets you into heaven or anything like that. That's very clear in the Bible, that we're saved through faith. But we are created to walk in the good works of God. Walking in good works, to me, can be translated into today's terms as following Jesus' example for us. God prepared his example through Jesus, of the works we are to walk in, and this is what we're created for. Now, if you will, turn with me to Ephesians 4. We're going to go through verse 1 to 7-ish, but we're just going to start with verse 1. Paul says, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you." Notice how he says, "therefore." Paul does this a lot in his writings, where whenever you see the word "therefore," he's referencing something that happened before, something that he wrote before, in the chapter, in the books, or just anything. So I think we can find the root of his message for chapter 4 if we go back to chapter 2. But here we're going to go at Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2. He says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." We are dead in our sins. That's what Paul says right there. He says, ever since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, we've been dead just like this. We cannot achieve eternal life on our own without the help of a perfect Savior. So going back to chapter 4, we find out why Paul references that we're dead in our sins. He says, going from 1 to 7, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." And this is the key. "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." We have the grace of God as our perfect Savior through Christ. Paul says, "I urge you, brothers," please, guys, in other words. He says, "Please live in a manner worthy of which you are called. Live how our Father wants you to live." But, and at the end, this is a big but that he gives. He says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." Isn't that amazing? So my lesson was short today, but let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this opportunity to come up and speak. And thank you for Chestmont trusting me in giving this lesson. I pray that my words were your words, and that we have a good rest of our week, and that we can come back next week ready to learn more about you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.